Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of hearing from you, being motivated by you to be blessed and to bless others, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 15, but we start at verse 3 to 6. Jesus answered, "Why do you disobey God and follow your own teaching? Didn't God command you to respect your father and mother? Didn't he tell you to put to death all who curse their parents? But you let people get by without helping their parents when they should. You let them say that what they have has been offered to God. Is this any way to show respect to your parents? You ignore God's commands in order to follow your own teachings."
Sure, this reminds me of the scripture in Jeremiah where he says, "The way of man is not in himself, nor is it in man to direct his own path." So we came from God, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and then we come into this world, and then the enemy starts seducing us, and that's where we start taking hold of different teachings. And it's just so wonderful when the gospel comes to us and we hear of this wonderful God that made us, and this wonderful God has got purpose for us, and he loves us so much that Jesus died on a cross so that our sins can be taken away and we can come back home. And that is the gospel that got us to turn from darkness to the light, so that we can receive power to overcome, power to hear what God is saying to us morning by morning, so as to encourage others and be strong in the faith, taking up the cross and following Jesus. So this is the whole thing again, guys, that he who finds his life will lose it. He who lights his own fire will lay down in torment. Unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. So this morning by morning, drawing close to the Lord, is taking up the cross, is hearing from him and taking hold of his leading. And then we are finding our life. We're finding that which is stored up for us in heaven, that wonderful blessings. Jesus is the name above all names, and he's our Lord, and he's our Savior, and he's our big brother. And now in him we have got life, and life in abundance. The word says so beautifully, we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in love in God. And praise God, we're back into that family now, and we are waking up day by day into the goodness that has been set out for us. It's eternal destiny, eternal plan, love like a river flows now from the kingdom to the spirit, our spirit, and then flows through us, that bringing life to us, life to our family, and life to the world out there. So know you are a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock, to give glory to a wonderful work of salvation and a wonderful God that is the God of all, that wants all to be saved and come to a knowledge of him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.